In Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 16, we read here about things that God hates, or the concept as well, of those things that are an abomination to God. If we were to consider the concept of hate, first of all, we know that hate is something that we are not supposed to do toward others. At least hating someone and not loving them as God has commanded. Secondly, the idea of an abomination is that which is contrary to God's will. And therefore, because someone knows that which is contrary to God's will and does it anyway, it is abominable to God. It is completely against Him. So what are those things that God hates and that are abomination in His sight? If you'll notice there, seven are given. In verse 17, it says, a proud look. We would know here the concept of being arrogant or haughty, one who is puffed up. A lying tongue, the idea that someone would tell an untruth. Hands that shed innocent blood. Here we have the idea of murder and killing, which certainly would include the concepts of abortion or taking life, innocent life, against really the plan of God. A heart that devises wicked plans. Someone who's involved in planning that which is evil or wicked or taking part in it. Feet that are swift in running to evil. In other words, one's focus in life or his direction, not towards godliness or righteousness, but towards that which is wicked and evil, sinful things. A false witness who speaks lies. Here we have bearing false witness. In other words, saying something about someone else or speaking in relationship to them. And again, it's an untruth. And then finally, one who sows discord among the brethren. That is an individual who would cause division or strive purposely to do that which is against God. Now, if we notice in all of these things, we find those which are abominations, those things which God hates. So how is it when the Bible says we should not hate that God hates these things? Well, notice when we talk about hate in Scriptures that it is speaking of not hating the soul, the individual. We are to love everyone, including our enemies. But if you'll notice here, the things that God hates are just what we've said. They're only things. They're characteristics, they're attitudes, they're actions. They are that which are unbecoming to anyone who would profess to be a child of God. So notice we're not talking about the individual here. We're not talking about hating the soul of another or hating another person. What we are hating are those things that they do that are contrary to direct commands that God has given. Again, for instance, arrogance or being haughty. Not the person, the attitude of the person. Lying tongue. Again, not the person, but those things that he would speak that are lies, and so on and so forth. So I would encourage us all to understand that there are things that God hates that are abominations. And so what does that tell us? Well, certainly as well, we should have no part in sin, and we should understand that we cannot take part either in that which is an abomination or contrary to the will of God. Therefore, are there things we can hate? Certainly. We can hate the evil and wicked characteristics and actions and words of people. But we should not hate them. For our objective as Christians is to preach and teach and bring all to a knowledge of the truth, that they might obey and that they might be saved in the end.